Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Game five tonight. 7:30 p.m. tip time right here on 95.7 The Game. Yesterday was your therapy session. We got it all out. We did our complaining, our whining. We laid out our concerns. We called people out. Gave out bad predictions on things like the Giants' first run.
Oops.
Yeah, thanks, Bumgarner. Can't spell Bumgarner without bum. That's what I always say.
Wow.
And they ended up winning that game, so whatever. But whatever. That thing's a mess. It's a huge mess. We're not dealing with messes today. We're dealing with Game 5. The therapy session was yesterday. Today's a hype show. A good old-fashioned Joe Lo and Dibs hype show as we get set for what will not be the final game at Oracle Arena. Here's your rundown of who's going to join us today. 7 o'clock, 1 hour from now, Mad Radio. Our friends from Houston, Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne, while they're doing their show in Houston, we will be doing our show here in the Bay Area. We will link the shows together and we will have a discussion. This is big for them because they don't have billions of listeners.
Right.
We're going to bring them in to the billions. You don't have to like them. They're good people. They're nice guys. Seth and Mike are great at what they do, but they're about to go from a local radio show to a global, perhaps universal radio show. So we expect them to lead with a thank you. I'm not sure if they're going to start with a thank you, but it would be common courtesy,
yes,
would it not?
Yes, right, and also a thank you for us allowing them to even be in these playoffs and to have a stage such as this against a two-time defending champion. To have a Game 5 of this magnitude, it's got to be pretty special for a plucky little market like Houston.
Yeah, so we're going to bring them in, give them the exposure to the billions in an hour. Greg Anthony, 11-year NBA veteran, will join us at 8:30. Matt Bullard, NBA champion at 9:10. Chris Haynes at 9:35. I see you got your workout in this morning. You got to be feeling pretty good.
Feeling great. Got the workout in. Big night tonight. Warriors got to go ahead and make sure they get this win. We understand the importance of this game, and it's a hype show. Absolutely, Joe, and we all know it's hype, but we know this, too, for sure. Be certain the winner of tonight's game wins this series. So, yeah, this is a hype show. This is about them winning. It's taking care of business tonight.
Give me the sizzle. That's pretty hot coming right out. Winner of tonight's game wins the series. I like that. I do. I also think there's money to be made betting the Bucks tonight. You think Boston's just going to pack it in? Milwaukee rolls in that one. Milwaukee's won games 2, 3, and 4 by an average of 13 points per game. They're laying 9 tonight. You go back to Milwaukee. They're looking to close it out. When they had their first chance to close out against Detroit, they smashed them by like 25. You think Boston shows up at all tonight?
No. They try to. You see Kyrie's got 1 foot on the door, 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door. You know,
it's like this, the old hokey pokey, you know?
You turn yourself around and do it, and that's what it's all about. Hey, you got to realize, basketball, the NBA right now is about a battle of attrition. And you see the way that this has been. Both these teams said, look, let's put it down. Yesterday, you saw both teams. You saw Denver, what they did. Portland's playing great. Portland's tired. You look at what's going on. It's turning down to battle of attrition. Tonight, either team that's going to win, this game won't be close. This is not going to be a 2 or 3 point game.
Which game are you talking about?
The Warriors.
We're going to make money on both games tonight.
The Warriors tonight. I'm just saying, whatever team wins, which we believe the Warriors, but it's going to be a one-sided affair.
You've had 4 close games in the series, so it does make some sense that at some point this will zig in the direction of a blowout. And I think
either team,
the most
right.
likely scenario would be Warriors win by a blowout in 5. Maybe Houston returns with a boating in game 6, and then we roll the dice for 48 minutes in game 7. But it is a hype show, and you're hyping us up right now with a couple of big favorite plays here in the 6 o'clock hour.
Let's get it.
Toronto, Philly, knotted at 2. Game 5 in Toronto. The Raptors boat the Sixers by 36. D Denver, Portland, knotted at 2. Denver comes home for game 5. They boat the Blazers by 26. Like I said, I think the Bucks hammer the Celtics tonight, bring that series to an end, which leaves just our series and how we see this thing playing out. Very excited today.
Yeah.
Got all the negativity out yesterday, the concerns regarding Klay Thompson, the issues with the bench, all that stuff. Very therapeutic. We dumped it all out on the airwaves. We vomited for 4 hours onto the airwaves. But now we're feeling pretty good. Now it's what we call puke and rally. We puked yesterday. We rally today.
Yeah, and sometimes toothpaste is needed. Other times it's just a distraction.
But just a fresh beer.
Yeah, either way, you're up and at them, you know, for the second phase. And any series, best of 7, Lowe was just mentioning it, there's a point where one of the teams breaks. Boston, I believe, has broken. You heard what Kyrie said. You see the way they played. They played great in 1, and since then, it's been too much Milwaukee imposing its will. And I think in this Rockets-Warriors series, neither team has yet to be broken.
Right.
Now, if the Warriors come out and do what they should do, a comfortable win at home,
right,
everybody popping, everybody involved, maybe a Claymaker game, then you could think, well, Houston's probably still not broken because they are going home. But in this game 5 for the Warriors, you've got to make a definitive statement that this series will be played way. No more of this 102-98, walk it up. They've got to impose their pace as much as they impose their will.
What's the mindset tonight? You've been in these situations before. What's the mindset for Klay, Steph, Andre, all of them?
I think that some of the guys are already up, Joe. I think that this is that
day. Well, we're on, like, so they're listening.
They're up and
what
saying,
up, guys?
Some guys are living there. Okay, boys, let's go get this thing. And it's about saying, okay, it's calm before the storm. You understand what's at stake. You wake up this morning, have something to eat, and you try to go back to sleep and try to rest for a couple more hours, want to stay off your feet. But at the same sense, you know what this series is about tonight. This is about your will. This is battle of attrition. This is about you imposing your will. The guys, right? The guys, what are they thinking? They're thinking, look, this is the series tonight. Look, we do not want to go down 3-2. We understand what's at stake. The Rockets are saying the same thing, but we're at home. This is a game tonight that they understand the championship is going to be won tonight, talking about this particular series. So right now, the mindset for this team, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing.
Chris Paul does not close out Oracle Arena. That is not how this works. Now, we can talk about other teams and other scenarios in the next round. Chris Paul does not come into Oakland and close out Oracle Arena. That's not a statement. That's not a suggestion. That's a rule. That's a rule to live by. Several rules we should all be operating by. Speed up and pass in the left-hand lane. We know all these rules. We don't need to get into them. That's one tonight. Chris Paul doesn't close out Oracle Arena. And if you're going to ride with us for 4 hours today, you're going to hear the same message over and over again. And I'm not apologizing for it. If you're going to this game tonight, it is on you to make this place as loud as it's ever been. As loud as it's ever been. Houston does not come out and close out this gym. That's not how it goes. You don't beat them up in the 2014-2015 season in the Western Conference Final. You don't beat them up the next year in the first round. You don't come back the next year and not deal with them because they can't get to a certain point. And you don't beat them last year after trailing 3-2, only to come back and let them close out your gym. Remember, they do that to you and go on to win the title. That's what people will remember. You don't do that tonight. Anyone who's going to this game, it is not about wooing your clients. It's not about showing your new girlfriend how much money you have. Put the T-shirt on. Make some noise. That's a rule tonight.
Yeah, make noise early and obviously the pregame.
Or get thrown in jail.
And often.
That's it. Early and often. Put the T-shirt on. Make the noise. Give the Warriors the home court advantage that they so desperately need, because this team hasn't been necessarily a juggernaut at home in this postseason. But this, tonight, is the moment. And you're fortunate to have so many champions on your team that they understand the importance of a Game 5, any Game 5, but particularly this Game 5 at home. So I expect a great effort across the board and a renaissance for Klay Thompson.
I'm coming in messy tomorrow one way or another. They lose this game, it's going to be hungover and sad, like the girl at the club who doesn't have the boyfriend. She broke her heel.
Wow.
She forces everyone else to, like, pay attention to her. That would be me tomorrow if they lose tonight.
She's carrying her sweater, walking down the street with the heel.
Makeup
running on her face.
Yeah.
The bad leg. Oh, that's a bad look.
That's me tomorrow if they lose.
That's a bad look.
But they're not going to lose. They're going to win. I'm coming in hungover and excited.
Man,
like January 1st, bowl games.
Yeah, both heels intact tomorrow. Joe, and makeup still looking fresh, I'm sure.
Messy but happy.
Yeah, exactly. Not too runny down the sides. Because you can't really go tears of joy with a Game 5 win, certainly at home, but you can have tears of unbelievable sadness if you happen to lose in that scenario.
A couple other programming notes. Number one, shout out Mike Fiers and the Oakland Athletics for no-hitter number 300. Hard to believe there have been 300 no-hitters. Even harder to believe Fiers has two of them. Even harder to believe Homer Bailey's got two no-hitters.
Yeah, he hit two of them consecutive in Major League Baseball. Coming up at...
Wait, really?
Yeah, Major League Baseball. He pitched one, and there wasn't another one until he threw one.
Oh, wow.
They
I thought you meant consecutive like back-to-back starts. It's like, that would be something I should probably know.
I believe that was Johnny Vandermeer, the only man to throw back-to-back no-hitters.
Well, great
is that
move.
True?
More on no-hitters coming up at 10:02. Thank you, Cody, for the thumbs up. I'm 74 years older than you. I believe I remember the great Johnny Vandermeer.
But that is great, though. 300, you know? It's a great movie. I love that, too.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, we should think about doing some of that today. Also, shout out to Sharks. They only play game sevens.
Woo!
Not interested
tonight,
in any other games. Sharks game seven tonight against the Avalanche. Vegas has them as a nice favorite. -140, open 130. So there's some betting action on the Sharks. We will be monitoring that throughout as well. But like we said, it's a hype show today. You're welcome to get involved at any point, but be forewarned. You call up here with problems, you're getting hung up on. And probably berated, too. We don't want to hear problems today. We want to hear solutions. Like we said, puke and rally. Puke yesterday, we rally today. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Warriors, Rockets, Game 5.
It's good! Kevin Durant nailed it!
Coverage starts tonight at 6, tip-off at 7:30. Only on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
How is that as an omen for you? Game 5 happens to fall on a Wu-Tang Wednesday here on 95.7 The Game. If I'm the Rockets, I'm looking out.
It's trouble. They didn't see that coming, and they won't until they wake up this morning and put on their favorite sports station and realize, that's right, it's a Warrior Wednesday, but more importantly, woo.
Oh, they on
woo.
This station. Don't think they ain't listening.
I know they are.
I used to travel, go to another town. Dude, you want to, and you're in your room, the little radio right there by your bed. Without a doubt, they turn on little sports, listen to see what we're talking about. They listening.
They go behind enemy lines.
Okay,
they want to know what we have to
absolutely.
Say. Here's the message, Jim. Go home now. Just get rested for game six, son. Why go through the formality of risking injury tonight, Jim?
Now.
Chris, why go through the formality of risking injury tonight? Fly back. Get your frequent flyer miles. Put up a nice little dinner on old Fertitta's tab.
You sound like Ariel in Game of Thrones, which tells those guys, just go home. Leave me. It's not worth dying over. Just go home. Go home.
How you doing with Game of Thrones? Where are you at these days?
The happiest I've ever been on the show. The happiest I've ever been when you know that little boy, when he went to glory, when they got the
king. Ah, Joffrey.
Yes!
So you've reached that point.
I'm going.
He went to glory.
Man, this sucker just started this thing like a week ago.
On Monday, he was talking about the red wedding.
You got no life. You got no life right now.
No life. That little joker, I was like, man, I'm so happy when he just there looking at his mama. Mama. Yeah, you little joker. Go to hell!
I never pictured you as a guy who'd be excited about the murder of a child. But here we are, you hyping up on air the murder of a child.
Shocking, really, when you think about it from a biblical standpoint.
It is.
Show me where in the Bible, it's...
In the Old Testament.
I got you.
Murdering kids is in the Old Testament?
Yeah, shortest wedding ever, by the way.
I don't know if you know, but
or marriage,
in the Old Testament, if they didn't put blood over the lamb, they killed all the firstborn.
All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you told me to get biblical, and I'm going to come
That's
with
on me. It's on me. I take responsibility. And you know what? I was going to let it slide, but now I'm not. Give him the flag. He was late coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's
Give
a,
him
it's
the
a
flag.
Shame.
Dad, I'm sorry. I can't.
It's late call, but it's accurate.
I can't take the heat on myself. I have to deflect it over to you.
You know, you athletes always say, as long as we get the call right, it doesn't matter how late the flag comes. So this one was late, but it was appropriate. We could all agree to move on.
You're on brand.
We're on to something tonight.
You're on brand. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Phone line open all day, 888-957-9570. We will discuss anything you want to discuss regarding Game 5 tonight. But a reminder, today is a hype show. We got our therapy session out yesterday. We are focused and excited about tonight. All right? We're skewing towards the positive. That doesn't mean you can't lay out your concerns. We don't want to hear complaints. I don't want to hear any problems about officiating or any problems you have with Klay Thompson or the bench. We aired that out yesterday. Puke and rally. That's what we're doing. We puked yesterday. We're rallying today. Chilton Auto Body text line also open, 95795. Bud, Oakland, thank you for waiting on hold, Bud. The floor is yours. Fire away.
Oh, Bud.
Fellas, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, Bud. How are you?
Hey, y'all need to, y'all should just keep a lamb in the studio for load of sacrifice since he keeps getting real biblical, you know?
Jeez, just the visual of that.
Hey, but, you know, when I'm watching the games, man, I'm watching how the Rockets, I'm doing a bunch of lip reading, and they're doing a bunch of trash talking, you know, they're hyping it up, and that's fine and dandy. And, and you know, since you guys said they're listening, I have a message to the Rockets right now.
Fire away.
Be thankful that you're in the presence of champions, because to my knowledge, playing the Warriors is the closest the Rockets has ever been to championship rings or championship mentality. So be thankful that you are in the presence of a champion. You know, respect the champion, or, you know, he will have to off with the head and the body will fall.
I like that.
Call, fellas.
That's a great phone call. That is a great first call of the day. It sets the tone. If you want to call in with your messages for the Rockets, we're happy to have them today. Protect your neck, Houston.
I love it, Joe. And you talking about the puke and rally. That's what Therian did. You know, he put him in the ship, got out of that thing, and he just puked, and he kept rallying, going right back to it. Boom.
Who's
another.
He talking about?
Boom. Are you talking about Theon Greyjoy?
Yes.
Or the little guy?
The little man? Guy. Little man when he fleed.
Tyrion.
Ah. He puked, and he rallied. Got up.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yep, absolutely.
Is that what today's going to be? Are you just going to go Game of Thrones 5 years too late
it.
References all day
it.
Long?
I love it.
It's great.
I'm all in on this.
Follow me with this, coach.
Hey, guys, I just saw this episode. It's called The Red Wedding. Wait until you hear what happened. Yeah. I watched it 6 years ago. I was into it.
It's with a puke and rally, Joe.
Yeah.
The puke
and rally. That's going to be the message today. We should have the T-shirts made up. Puke and rally. That's what happened in Game 4. That's what happened yesterday on this show. But today, it's about rallying. Let's get into a little content here. Andre Iguodala, probable for tonight, but not going to be 100% level of concern. Like I said, levels of concern, we can talk about some things. We're not complaining today, though.
Yeah, level of concern on his knee is a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
It's pretty good.
It's, yeah, very, very low, Joe, because he's already come out as probable, which tells me you didn't even need to go to the MRI route. You didn't obviously need an X-ray. He got his knee tweaked a little bit, and I know he was noticeably limping. JD, our very own John Dickinson, joined us live from Houston yesterday and had that for us exclusively. But I know that overnight things can get better. You get the swelling down low, and when it comes closer to game time, as long as you warm it up, you can give him whatever salve he needs, whether it's icy hot or something stronger. And I think Andre Iguodala is going to be close to 100% as he could be.
Out there smelling like icy hot.
Yeah,
good old icy hot.
If I would have been the team, I'd have been like, he's very doubtful. I would be pumping that, because guys read papers, and they're like, man, and now
false
the league.
False sense of security.
Absolutely.
I like that.
And now you send it out there, the league. Chris Paul got that FedEx package that, hey, that was an undercut. It was a bad play. He's getting fined. So all those things you put out there, tell the NBA, this is what this guy did. Now you have him, you talk about Iguodala. God, I don't know. He's questionable. Probably won't play. At least the team is saying they got to get ready for Looney. So you make the team and Ventoni, they're like, okay, he may not play, guys. So now we got to think about what they're going to do. So now they're playing that chess game, trying to figure out what they're going to do now. And all of a sudden he's there. So it changes a little bit the mindset, because you was expecting something. So this can be just a good little tactic, what the Warriors can do. I would have played it, but if he's ready to go, you absolutely play him, because you need him more in this series than you will against Denver.
You had a nice chance for an uptick there.
I know.
It's all right.
It's coming.
You're saving it.
I'm saving it.
You're going Sun Tzu on the Warriors tonight. You're going Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
Make them think you're weak when you're strong. Make them think you're strong when you're weak.
Absolutely.
A little bit of Sun Tzu art of war. I like that. Look at you. You're everywhere today.
Everywhere.
Game of Thrones, Sun Tzu.
Oh, yeah.
Late to the segment. Very on brand. You got a lot going on today.
Was that needed?
Yeah, because it's a little bit of everything from you. It's a goodie bag coming out of a 5-year-old's birthday party. Probably some Milk Duds in there, maybe a pencil.
Oh,
who knows
boy.
What else is going to be in there, but it's a cornucopia of goodness.
Definitely 3 or 4 stickers are going to wind up somewhere in the house where mom and dad didn't want them to be put.
That's probably on your forehead, you know?
Always.
Why does kids always put stickers on themselves?
That's 10 right there.
I mean,
there.
My God.
That's 10. What is this? Sorry. What are you asking, Siri?
I'm trying to turn on my phone here.
Hey, Siri, where can I get some souvlaka? Is that a thing?
Souvlaka.
Souvlaka?
Come on, get it
Ballpark.
Right.
Do you actually want me to get it right? If I get it right and I actually know what's going on with your culture, that's where it probably gets dangerous.
And it ruins the bit if he gets it right. It's better if we're just close enough.
Not
just
actually
a bit
striving for accuracy around here. Look at the phone lines. Look at you people. You're beautiful. Dave, San Jose. Dave, welcome to the show. What's up?
Well, first off, Lo, it's totally okay to be excited about Joffrey being murdered.
Thank you. Fair point.
Secondly, I think on the show before they were talking about can the refs get this after the NBA made that statement today about James Harden. I don't think you can ever use your peripherals to see how far he moves, but when he lays out in a reclining, that's an obvious way to tell. And then the way the Warriors win tonight is one of two things. A, our 105% can beat their 120%. We just have to get to 105. That's it. Curry goes for 40 tonight and leads the way. I'm out, guys. Thank you.
I like that. Calling out big predictions tonight, too. Steph, a classic Steph game going for 40 tonight would be nice. Seeing Clay get into a rhythm early would be very nice. Phones are juiced. People want to get involved. 888-957-9570. You guys have control of the show all day long. You want to get down with the best in town, give us a call. 888-957-9570. All of that brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Puke and rally on this Wu-Tang Wednesday.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Wu-Tang Clan wants you to know that Warriors playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Game 5. Get excited. Puke and rally. That's the motto of the show today. Yesterday we puked coming off Game 4. Today we rally. No negativity today. No complaining. The stuff about Clay being cold, the bench stinking, all that stuff, we got it out of the system yesterday. We detoxed, and now we're back. Are we on the wagon? Is on the wagon, is that when you're sober, or is it off the
yes,
wagon?
Yes, on the wagon is when you're sober. Off the wagon is heads up.
Yeah, we're Lo on the
has
wagon.
Been on the wagon since sometime in or about 2017 now. It's been darn near 2 years, I think, that you've been on the wagon.
You've been on the wagon so long, you can see Oregon. You're almost at the end of the Oregon Trail.
I like that. That was nice.
Yeah, you're doing well.
That was
avoided
nice.
The dysentery and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We got a lot of callers. We're
going to
take you guys. We're going to take your calls all day
long. Let's take them.
888-957-9570. But first, we do have an update as to tonight's officials. We have to break this down thoroughly. That's how the show handles its business. Dibs, what's cooking for Game 5?
Well, it's good news and bad news in my opinion, Joe. The good news is we won't have Scott Foster to kick around because he did not get the assignment. You've got Kenny Maurer, number 41. You know him with the slick back, gray hair, older gentleman. Jason Phillips is a great veteran. And a guy by the name of Kane Fitzgerald, who officiated last year Western Conference Finals Game 4. Rockets beat the Warriors 95-92. Draymond Green finishes with 5 fouls in that game. He played 45 minutes, but just something to keep your eyes on. Kane Fitzgerald, number 5, the youngest of the refs, was the official last year when the Rockets beat the Warriors here at Oracle in Game 4.
Should Warrior fans be happy about this assignment? Should they be nervous about this assignment? Is this neutral?
I think they should be a little bit nervous because younger officials tend to be more easily influenced. I'm not saying that this guy will be, but he has the case history of having, you know, been there when the Rockets won on the road in a similar spot. So I'd be a little bit more nervous than I would be consoled.
Klay Thompson's been shaky. We know it. We talked about it yesterday. What are we thinking about tonight? Is this that get-right game? We don't need a Claymaker game. I think we're all of that impression. No one's demanding or expecting a Claymaker game. We just want to see you get right. We want to see you enjoy yourself out there.
Yeah, you just want to see the team. That's why it's called basketball, and it's also a team sport. You want to see the team play well. You saw Kawhi Leonard last night. He didn't go for his 50 or 35 or 40, but the team played well. This needs to be a team effort. If the team plays well, everyone does their job and goes out and everyone contributes in the way in which they know they can, Livingston steps up, the other guy steps up, Looney steps up and plays a way better and go get the rebound and Bogut steps up and McKinney when he's in for those minutes. If those guys all play well, the other guys that come off the bench and everyone plays well, especially in the second quarter that you always alluded to, and Clay, you know, goes from 36 to maybe 43 or 44%. And they do those things, this team is in good – they'll be in a good place. But, yes, Clay, Steph, those guys need to play with better consistency, no doubt. But the team itself needs to play better.
Take your time tonight. Take your time. Be thorough. Yes. Be disciplined. Yes. In this series, the Warriors are 3 of 20. That's 15%. 3 of 20 on three-pointers when they have more than 12 seconds left on the clock. All right? Prior to that, they were far better. I don't have that specific number. Apparently, I wrote it somewhere else, which is odd. But that was the worst single playoff game under Steve Kerr, this last one. 3 of 20 on three-pointers with 12 or more seconds on the clock. I think a lot of that has to do with playing on the road. You're not comfortable, and you were playing to Houston's tempo. We talked about this yesterday. Houston ranked 27th in pace this year in the NBA. Pace is the metric that shows you the average amount of possessions a team has per game. More possessions should equal more shots. More shots should equal more points. The Rockets, very low in pace, but high in scoring. Why? They take so many threes. The Warriors ranked 10th this year in pace. They like to play a little bit faster. Tonight at Oracle, you have to dictate the pace. You have to dictate the tempo. That's, I believe, the main reason why you've seen the home team win every game in this series. The Warriors like to play a style of basketball that's very different than the Rockets. Don't just see the three-pointer, right? Everybody's shooting threes. Understand how you're running your offense. The Warriors like to get out and transition. They like to keep moving. The Rockets like to slow it down. Old Jim likes to run the shot clock down to about 5 or 6 before he makes a move. Different styles. You talked about it yesterday. Styles make fights. In Houston, home court, you're able to dictate that. First two games of the series, Warriors were able to dictate. Tonight is where you take back that tempo and that pace. And that starts with the crowd, too. Make it hostile. Chris Paul is not going to win the final game at Oracle Arena. So let's just get that out of our minds, even though I'm going to say it for the next 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you can go ahead and boo him every time he touches the ball if you happen to be at Oracle tonight. It's one thing to pick on James Harden, but I think Chris Paul would be a more likely target, largely for what he did to Andre Iguodala when he unnecessarily came in from behind him and kind of scooped out his knee and caused that hyperextension. So if you're going to be there tonight, go ahead and boo every time Chris Paul touches it. I think the tempo is a key part of it, Joe, but when you get into those spots of the game that are slower tempo, when you're on offense in the half court, you have to be able to match the physicality. And that's something that they didn't do well enough in game 4. PJ Tucker on the other side, on the offensive glass, you've got to put a body on him. I don't know if it's Bogut who comes in or if it's Looney. Go ahead and put him to the ground a couple times, just boxing him out hard. Let him know he's not getting as many free rebounds tonight.
I got no problem with Bogut coming off the bench and knocking someone to the floor. Oh, flagrant one. Okay, Bogut's going to the bench. That's not the end of the world. He's going back to Australia and enjoying his offseason soon enough. Get him in the game. Some people look at that box when they see DNP coach's decision. I see 6 fouls unused. Let's get a couple of those in play tonight.
Yeah, let's do that, and let's play with tempo. And when you keep saying tempo, I think you're absolutely right. It's different. You put a little baby on the floor, you can take your eyes off, and you know the baby's not going to move far because it's going to be moving slow across the floor. But you get a toddler, you can't just put on the floor because it's going to move a lot faster. The Warriors, when they're talking about tempo, it's not tempo is pushing the ball up the court fast, because now you have to have Houston trying to adjust. Guys are cutting to the basket. Guys fall asleep. And then you start moving the ball. If it's not there, then you start the ball movement. But if you push it up the court a lot faster, now guys on the other side has to set up. They got to start playing defense. They got to sprint down. Now they're trying to grab guys as guys running through, cutting through lanes, crossing and doing all the different things they're doing. Play with tempo. When you bring the ball up the court that slow at times and then get into your offense, now they can set, and now they're switching and the cutting it doesn't have the same effect as you pushing the ball up with tempo and then play under control. And the Warriors got to pick that up. If they can continue to do that or start doing that even more, and Kerr alluded to that a couple times, if they do that, that puts more pressure on the defense for longer periods of time.
Toddler tempo. Get that hashtag going. I'm pretty sure it's available.
It's pretty good. You can get a silhouette of Steph and Clay on all fours just crawling. KD, of course, also maybe on his knees, towering above everyone else, ready to shoot it. It's not bad, toddler tempo.
From the 510 and the Chilton Autobody text line, can you shout out my son Gabriel? It's his 6th birthday today, and after cake and presents, we're rooting for the Warriors. Darn right we can shout out your son Gabriel. Happy 6th birthday, Gabriel. Chris Paul. does not win the final game at Oracle Arena, Gabriel. You know that already.
Not Happy on your birthday. Sixth birthday.
Happy birthday, Gabe.
Maybe a less marquee birthday. Seven, not as marquee as six. Six is really one of the big hallmarks.
It's a good one.
As you're ready to discover, Anna.
Oh, he is six already.
Oh, awesome.
Six,
it's when
so
you
it's
go
good
from
year.
Being, it's like the last of
How,
the.
Stop. Yeah. How is six a hallmark birthday?
Because normally
I'm gonna need some details
you're
on
wrapping
that.
Up kindergarten, mm-hmm. which is really the end of the baby phase of your maturation. Because once you get into first grade, now you're a legitimate grammar schooler. 6 years old is when you cross the threshold from babydom to kiddom.
Very true. Yeah,
nice uptick. Thank That's you. Not going to sway me, though.
I was desperate. Nice
uptick. And then the song. Why did you finish up with the song? Kindergarten baby. Yeah, you're right.
It's, is it a song?
Oh, I don't remember that. It sounds more like a taunt to me.
Oh, well, look, you were rolling.
I was rolling.
Tempo.
I know.
Really
I'm done.
Flush
I'm,
that
I'm,
down the tape. Yeah, you are done. You are done. Flush it down the toilet.
Wow,
he just puked all over himself. Hey, maybe there will be a rally.
This is one of the first times that...
You stumped me with that one, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. The text line already know. They're blowing up about kindergarten. They heard the song. Yeah.
They are really split on you. Some people were really excited about your last analogy. Like, yes, low, yes, from the 512. And from the 707, get him low. And then from the 650, oh, my God, what kind of analogy was it? If the baby's a toddler. And then from the 925, low with the worst analogies.
I get it all the time.
a split. This guy, you put 100 people in a room, they're all going to have an opinion. That's
yeah,
the key.
That they are.
Phone lines are juice. We will come to you next. We're going to get some takes out, but we are going to come to you next. Puke and Rally today. Game 5 tonight. Tip time, 7:30 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. What specifically do we want to get into? Ooh, I know. Pressure. How much pressure are you feeling going into tonight? The entire Steve Carrera. Down 3-1 to OKC. Down 2-1 to Memphis. Game 7 against Cleveland. Where does this stack up in the order? Joe Lowe and Dibs back with that and more next year on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I think he's the best player since Michael Jordan, period.
I've guarded a lot of people, and he is the best player in the NBA. Hands down.
He is unstoppable, basically. There's nothing you can do on a lot of those shots.
And he is one bad man.
You know who I am. I'm Kevin Durant.
Can KD lead the Dubs to victory in Game 5? Find out tonight at 7:30 on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Wu-Tang Wednesday. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Game 5 tonight. Tip time, 7:30 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. No screwing around today. All right. You know us. You love us. No screwing around. It's big business tonight. Big business. And as tastemakers, because that's what we consider ourselves, we are tastemakers for the Bay Area. We set trends. We push the envelope of style and fashion and conversation, all those things. If you want your restaurant to blow up, have us out, you know, and do it up really nice, free, all that stuff. And then we will go ahead and tell people about it. We will set that trend. We are tastemakers. And today, it's not just going to be about tastemaking for the Bay Area. It's going to be for the world. Israel and Palestine, they got problems, in case you haven't heard. North and South Korea, problems. India, Pakistan, guess what? Problems. Today, we're going behind enemy lines with Houston in about 9 minutes. Not problems, though. Good people. We're going to show you that we can all get along in this world. Seth Payne, Mike Meltzer, they do morning radio in Houston. We're going to bring them on in about 9 minutes. Their people in Houston are going to hear us. The billions are going to hear them. It's a huge win for them. Huge win, nothing but upside. For us, it's a, you know, it's a bit of a regression.
It's giving back is what it is.
Charity.
Go ahead and put this under the umbrella of giving back, much like we did last year when we did it. They're friends, they're family, yet, you know, we're able to welcome them into the championship realm that we enjoy here in the Bay Area.
That's very well said. So we're going to talk with them, a little crosstalk action, in about 9 minutes at 7 o'clock. Phone lines are juiced. Conversation. Start with this. Pressure. What is that? I thought this was soundproof. How am I hearing screaming out in the...
Yeah, I heard it too.
The boss out there screaming.
You're Why? Hearing our program director. Told Look at you. The donuts.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
High Match, bar for excitement around these parts.
Match,
high
bar. 90 to be eating donuts,
A couple
by the
leftover
way.
Donuts gets the boss screaming and yelling out right. there, huh?
That's 15 for over-celebrating. Especially
when it's to get him for his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't aim high. Okay. Pressure. Tonight, game 5. We're all feeling a little bit of it. This is a full-blown series right now. Full-blown series. And this is your swing game. We all know the importance of Game 5. but it's not like we haven't been there before. Steve Kerr era. We remember being 2-1 down to Memphis. Barbecue. We remember being 2-1 down to Cleveland. Lots of injuries in that series. Came back the next year down 3-1 to OKC, and then right after that, there was a Game 7 NBA Finals against the Cavs. Next year, they went 17-1 in the playoffs, no pressure. That was a nice season. Last year, down 3-2 to Houston. Where does this one rank? Right now, heading into this game, on the scale of concern, alert, worry, pressure, that gnawing inside your gut, compared to all those other scenarios I laid out, or maybe there's another one out there you're thinking of, where does this stack up?
I think this one stacks up behind all of them, but it belongs to be in the group. It's not the same as being down 3-1 to OKC, because you're looking at a daunting task of winning three straight. The 2-1 to Memphis was more alarming than this, because you were down, you were on the road, and it looked like you didn't have an answer. Come to find out, you did in the person of Andre Iguodala. Game 7 against Cleveland, to me, is still the most pressurized, because you were facing the possibility of blowing a 3-1 lead after the teabagging and Draymond sitting Game 5. What we know now is that they did, in fact, blow a 3-1 lead, but in the moment, that, to me, was the most pressurized. Last year,
there's still so much arrogance going in, right? Like, I remember still being arrogant, like, all right, it's a series, but we'll handle this. Because Game 5 was a suspension. Game 6 was back in Cleveland, so you kind of understood losing there.
Right.
Okay.
Just the fact that it was Game 7 at home.
Finals, and you're
looking at, and again, knowing what we know now, it turned out to be as bad as we thought. But you're looking at LeBron James coming in here with Kyrie and Kevin Love and winning at Oracle. That was a lot of pressure, I think. So for me, the two Game 7s, the NBA Final, and the one last year against Houston, those are the two most pressurized.
What was the other Game 7?
The other Game 7 would be OKC.
The Houston
Game 7 from last year.
Last year.
Yes.
Okay, those two, and then tonight is where you're ranking them?
Yes.
And
okay. You think about that Houston Game 7 last year, if it wasn't for Houston's historically bad shooting night, maybe the Warriors don't win that game, and everything's different. So tonight is pressurized, but I still think it's behind those four or five that you mentioned.
Lorenzo, LeVon, Neal, how do you see it?
For me, number one pressure, without a doubt, is being down 3-1 to OKC, and they're rolling. You got James Harden. You had KD and Westbrook going off. You're down 3-1. You're not supposed to come back and win that series. That was number one, without a doubt. Number two is last year. Last year, Game 7. Well, come on. We looked at
not
that.
Not only that, also get down 3-2. Remember that, down 3-2.
Yeah, last year, and you have to go on the road. Houston doing the shimmy shake, and they're doing all this stuff. We're happy Chris Paul's out, and you're like, man, God, what is this going to be? Last year, dude, it got so quiet over there in Oracle when they lost that game. It was so quiet. You saw look over in the corner. You saw a mouse, you know, peeing on a sponge. How quiet you could hear that. It was that quiet over there. That was no problem, no question. Number two, number three, to me would be being down the game seven, because once he got teabagged, you knew that situation. The tide turned. When Draymond left that game, you knew when he was going to be out the following game, and they found a way to win Game 6. I was like, it's over. You just felt the momentum totally change. So that would be three. This one,
once the genitalia of LeBron James graced the forehead of Draymond Green, you knew there was a problem.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, you had NASA, you have a problem. You heard the great Papa. he came on the show yesterday and talked about he teabagged him, and he said the series fell apart. So. Those three, and this one right now, it's 2-2, and this is one of this one
because
right now
James teabagged Draymond.
Yes, thank God we have that.
Thanks, Papa.
Pressure tonight versus the other scenarios we've laid out.
So I still think the OKC and Cavs one are still the top.
Cavs game 7.
Correct. I think this one though is actually tied with last year, and the reason why is because this could potentially be the end of a dynasty because of all the free agency questions. While you had so much pressure last year, you're down last year. This year, you still have so many questions. And the fact that everybody's talking about the end of a dynasty, I think that's where the pressure is, because you have no idea what's going to go on in the future. Well, last year, you didn't have that talk last year. This is the year that you're having it.
Add on top the fact that it's the last game at Oracle. If you lose tonight, then you go to Houston and you lose down there. A lot of pressure with that. The OKC one does not strike me at the top of the list, I think purely for selfish reasons. I got married during that series, and we were at Bottle Rock the next weekend when that was playing out. They had just won the year before, And I think that even though they had won 73 and we put all that undue pressure on them about how you have to deliver, I think the mindset was still, if you lose it, you got that one last year, right? Like, we're still good. We weren't in the middle of this whole, you got to win 3 and 4 and you got to do this. There was pressure, but selfishly, I had so many other things going on in my life. I think I kind of wasn't as just tooth and nail with that series as I have been with some of these other ones.
I get that, and I think that may be your personal situation where you were, because I remember thinking it the exact opposite, which was 73-9, you cannot lose. You cannot not win the NBA championship. That would almost...
not even make the finals.
No, it would invalidate everything, for OKC to, you're going to lose in 5 games? You're going to go 73-9, and then you're going to get punked out in 5? That's just... that cannot happen. So for me, the pressure of that game certainly was as high as what we're going to see tonight in a 2-2.
I don't even think this particular year is pressure. I think this particular year is selfishness. Selfishness by us. The selfishness of saying, oh, my God, we deserve this. The selfishness of being, we're going to back to back to back. No one, we're getting ready to be the elitist. It's
preach
the
on
dynasty.
It.
This is the selfishness. As far as pressure, come on, guys. What have we been able to experience? 4 years in a row, you've been in an NBA final, and one of those four you didn't ride on a float? Come on. Pressure? Hay's already in the barn.
Amen.
If this team were to lose and was out, everyone is right. The odds went from 250 down to 120. This team is still, everyone's saying, they're still the favorite to win. I mean, you look at what's going on. I think this is perception, so much of arrogance, and not just that, but just selfishness, because we don't live in the reality. Come on. You look out there, and you can't name 5 guys that play better defense than Clay. You don't think Kawhi, there's other guys around the association that play defense. There are so many guys. If Steph is not shooting well, what does he give you? He's a prolific shooter. We get that. But is he the best shooter, shooting two-pointers, jump shots, all those things around it? Does he play defense? It's the reality is this is a great team, a great organization that has so much hype that we overvalue so much, and it becomes selfishness. I mean, we are overvalue so many of these guys on this team because they've been in championships. That's why Klay Thompson's going to be a max guy. That's why that's why Harrison Barnes, was able to leave and go get big money. Why? Because he was on a great team. When you're winning, everyone wants to be on a winning team. It's free agency. When you're playing football, you want to be on a great team, a free agency team. Because the team is so great, people value you more. That's why this team, so it's selfishness to me. It's not pressure.
Spoken like a true sucker. I'm here for dynasties or nothing. That's it. And I'm not interested in anything else. It's dynasties or nothing.
Stay in the moment.
Look at
coach.
This guy. Let's be grateful. No. Save that for Thanksgiving.
Let's just all share the title.
We got our boys? They on the line? All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Something special here, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. This is a message to India and Pakistan, to North and South Korea, to Israel and Palestine. We can all get along in this world. Right now, we're hooking up with our friends in Houston. That's right, I said friends, not enemies. Mad Radio, Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. They do a great job down there. They're joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, boys? Good morning. How are you?
I'm not trusting your kumbaya moment we just had there. tensions have escalated between Iran and the U.S. as of late. I'm cautiously excited to talk to you, Joe. We're doing well. We're excited about this evening.
This is what we call in poker a slow roll. I'm slow rolling you right now. I'm letting you think you're about to win the hand, and then I'm going to flop over the nut straight.
That's all right. There's one thing that I'm not as nervous about. It's that... I don't fear Oracle Center Arena, whatever the hell you guys call it anymore.
Easy now.
I know because Klay
Thompson.
Nobody
fears it anymore.
Klay Thompson told me not to care about it anymore. And frankly, I don't fear Klay Thompson all that much either.
Yeah, you know that the Klay can always flash in what we call a Claymaker game. I can refer you to the OKC series from a few years ago. In such quarters as 37 versus Sacramento. So be careful what you try to slow play and wet blanketify from your little town in Houston there, gentlemen.
How's the fan base hanging on with this? You get down 2-0 in any series, in any sport, obviously there's going to be a little bit of concern. You came back, you held home court, and this was not, and we've said this before, all jokes aside, in the Clippers series, the mentality here was that the Warriors let it get away. My thought process in Game 3 and 4, Houston played very well. Houston played good basketball. Yeah. What's the mindset going into Game 5 tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, just going back to that, I think what really, really helped the Rockets and hurt the Warriors were the 3 games in, with the 3 days in between game two and game three, because we're all sitting here last Wednesday feeling like, oh my God, you had 2 close games at Oracle, and I think the Rockets should have won game one. That was the real missed opportunity. All of a sudden, you lose game two, Harden with the eye issue, but you had the 3 days, which almost like in a way made people forget about the situation that they were in. So game three on Saturday, the crowd was into it, and I think people are now very optimistic in Houston because they feel, and I think this has been the case, they have been the tougher basketball team in the last 2 games.
They've certainly been more physical. We'll definitely give you that. It's Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne, Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610 in Houston, joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. How do you see the officiating happening tonight? There was a mindset that Houston was getting away with a little bit more in Game 4. They let them play more physical. That's certainly an advantage to the Rockets. Do you see that continuing as the series shifts back to Oakland?
I think so far it's been pretty even ever since Game 1, and I think everybody's pretty grateful for it. The 2-minute report has been pretty favorable to the Rockets in games 3 and 4, and I'm guessing you guys have talked about that a lot more than we have here in Houston.
We don't cry about officiating.
Come on. Technical city out there.
No way.
I don't think the officiating is going to be as much of an issue. We felt it kind of creep back into it. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, whether it's James Harden laying motionless on the floor or Draymond Green laying motionless on the floor for broad stretches of time while the game's still going on, I'd like to see a little bit less of that. but that's where both these teams are masterful at the finer aspects of the game. I think the biggest concern for me is, can the Rockets continue to defend the 3-point shot as well as they have?
And the big question I have is, can Chris Paul continue to snipe Warriors from the back on free throw attempts? Does he have a future as a kickboxer or an MMA fighter, guys? Well, all his dirty plays.
Chris Paul is simply a very hard competitor. But I'll tell you what bothers me, and I want to genuinely get your guys' take on this. So I have nothing against Steve Kerr, but I'll admit, like, James Harden's a flopper, and the Rockets are complainers too, and they're whiners, but so are the Warriors. This is a series where both teams are whining and bitching and complaining. That is even on both sides. The Steve Kerr, Eddie Haskell routine really bothers me. And I don't like people writing things last week in The Athletic about how, oh, Steph Curry never complains about the officials.
Yeah, Steph Curry would never do such a thing or call the officials like the MVP or anything like that.
Bite your tongue, Seth.
Yeah, gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.